Good morning.
Are you and all the people that are with you all okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Very safe. Very safe, but, you know, a lot of evidence about the recording of what the scale of the earthquake was and what the aftershocks have been. I'm more worried about what's to come rather than what's gone behind. So I think that's the concern that people have got as to what the future might hold in the short term.
What predictions are they giving you, whether it's through the Bureau of Meteorology or other broadcasts or reports? What are they expecting? More severe aftershocks? Have they said anything?
Well, certainly we had one last night that was five on the scale, and that was pretty significant, sort of a jolt as well. It seemed to rumble on for quite a while. Then there's been, I think this morning about 3 o'clock till about 3:30 this morning, there's probably four or five in that half hour that were in the fours. And, you know, a four on the earthquake scale is enough to shake things up pretty much, and certainly gets the heartbeat elevated a little bit. But I think they just, you know, it seems that the experts, from what we can see on the television, are predicting that the aftershocks will go on for quite some time. But, you know, what magnitude those aftershocks are is, I guess, it's anybody's guess.
They're telling us that there's no electricity and there's no other connections of no water in lots of places as well. Is that how it is where you are, or are you slightly better connected than that?
Well, I have a brother that's at a farm just 10K south of Christchurch, and that's a good thing in one way because we've actually got some services there, but the other dimension of that is that it's right above where the fault appears to have been. So it's quite a daunting experience. You know, it's been little sleep most of the night. The aftershocks have continued to rumble on, and I think this morning they've recorded something like 19-odd aftershocks around the, certainly above the four on the Richter scale. So I suppose they're earthquakes, for want of a better word, in their own right. But it's certainly been a very, very daunting night, and I was very, very pleased to see the light this morning.
How close are you to the centre of Christchurch?
Oh, we're about 10 k's out of Christchurch at the moment. On the day, yesterday we're at the Yearling Sales, as you know, and it's pretty much right on the edge of the central business district, the showgrounds there where the sales were yesterday. And you know, I think that's probably why we felt it the way that we've there. I've never experienced anything like that before, the horrendous noise that came with it and the massive shaking of the buildings. And probably, you know, the thing that sticks with me is the people getting thrown to the ground the way that they were. It was just like people were on ice. No one could feed or stand up. You know, it's incredible to see people being thrown around like that.
You mean just pedestrians walking along?
Yeah, just people in general. At the Yearling Sales, people were actually quite a lot standing and moving around in the complex. But as I say, it was impossible to hold your feet there yesterday when those two major ones. The first one was a 6.3, and I think the next one was in the 5. But on both occasions, it was impossible to hold your feet. So, you know, to see people being thrown around like that, and then when we got outside to see cars actually shaking and moving from the position where they were parked was an unbelievable experience as well.
Was everybody okay that you were with?
Yeah, no one appeared to be injured. I think one thing that did surprise me is how well some people cope with it. Obviously, people that live in the Canterbury area and around Christchurch are probably familiar with it and don't get into panic mode. But there certainly was plenty of panic and mayhem going on at the time. But people just going all directions and not knowing what to do, whether to stay inside or try and get outside or whatever. But I heard on the cautious side and got outside, and you know, I was glad to be there on one hand. But then when I left the showgrounds and attempted to drive home, it was almost like driving on ice as well, because with the aftershocks, you could certainly feel the car moving around from underneath you, and appeared to, you know, wasn't all that easy to control at different times.
Were the roads jam packed with people trying to do the same thing as you?
I was incredibly amazed how quickly the whole business area went into gridlock. Everyone panicked, I guess, and all trying to get home. You know, the schools closed and people trying to go and pick up children from school and things like that. It was gridlocked within a few minutes from the time the first one had occurred to the time that I got in the car. By the time I got out onto the roads, it was well and truly gridlocked. Daunting experience, I guess, to be sitting in traffic and not knowing, you know, whether you were going away from problems or towards problems. Probably generated a little bit of concern at the time. I thought, well, you know, how long are you going to sit there for, and how long is it going to take to get moving? Particularly when you're in a strange place.
Could you see buildings being damaged while you were in that gridlock trying to get out?
Oh, you could certainly see plenty of damage and smoke. You know, I was going away from it, but you could certainly see the smoke behind from the buildings and what have you. And I think last night with misty rain and being outside trying to contact people on the phone, the smell of smoke in the air and the misty rain, it was an eerie night, that's for sure.
What's happening at the moment? What are you being told to do, and what are other residents being told to do right now?
Oh, well, I think the best advice is, you know, need to say, I think that the Mayor, Bob Barker, done a marvellous job with what he's been doing on the television, trying to restore a bit of calm and sensibility to things. And but, you know, as an example, there's three other people from Leeton over here that are staying at my brother's place, their motel. They couldn't get to it last night. And, you know, just little things like the fact that their luggage and their passports and things like that are still at that motel. They're actually away now trying to see if someone can get access to be able to get their luggage and passports before they can do anything. So, on one hand, probably best to stay where we are. If we're safe where we are, the suggestion is to stay there. But obviously there's a necessity for some people to have to go and try and access, you know, their belongings and things like that. And, you know, from a personal perspective, my brother's in business here, and obviously they're concerned about their business and how it's survived overnight, because I think some of the damage from the aftershocks has been significant as well. So, you know, there's a sense of just helplessness, I guess.
You might have food in the pantry at the moment, but will it be available for you over the next few days?
Well, interestingly, we went to a little supermarket at Rolleston, just south of Christchurch last night, and, you know, there are pretty significant queues there, mainly people queuing up for water and things like that. But everyone just going about their business, and but quite a few people there last night getting the bread and the milk and the water and that sort of stuff stocked up just in case. But I think they'll be... it won't take them long to get back to normal.
How are local people taking it all in? Are they in shock? Are they rolling up the sleeves and getting down to it? What's the mood?
I think people are just in shock. They're just everyone sitting around. You know, the kettle's been on. There's plenty of coffee being drank, and people just sitting mesmerised watching it on the television. And I guess that's the real part. At least we're here to sit and watch it on the telly anyway. But certainly, you know, for most in everyone's mind, particularly people that don't reside here, is when we can get out and when we can get home, sort of thing. I was booked on a plane for Saturday morning, but I know damn well after the night we spent last night that with the aftershocks, that the first time there's a freight out of Christchurch to Shepparton, and I want to be on it.
When do you predict at this stage you'll be back home?
Well, if everything goes according to plan, I think the international airport is still closed, and from what I understand, the booking arrangements and the reservations are pretty much thrown into chaos, and the suggestion is that people just contact their airlines or contact the airport probably tomorrow and see when rescheduled flights are likely to occur. Obviously, I'm hopeful that even if we've got to wait till Saturday, that we can still be on the flight that we were originally planned to be on. But if something changes, I'm quite happy to wait it out and get home whenever we can.
Ian, all the best. I hope you can get home soon. Everyone's glad that you're okay.
Not a worry then. Talk to you later on.